Good morning. It's Commissioner Dennis Frazier from District 3 with my podcast for this week. There's a couple of different things I'd like to get into this week. I don't know if I have time for all of them. The first one is the opioid settlement that every state across the country has reached with the opioid manufacturing companies. Carroll County signed on to it. One of the main reasons we signed on to it is because we were told, and everyone else was told, and I do believe this, this is probably the best outcome we could get from this settlement. So we signed on to it. Although I have to say, I don't think it's anywhere near enough. I really don't. We're going to get $3.4 million when this is finalized, if everything is finalized, and I believe it will be. We'll get $3.4 million for Carroll County, which is really good when you look at it that way. We also have the right to apply for another $6.1 million about 5 years later. And I don't know if we have to apply more for the rest of that money afterwards as well. So that looks like it's pretty nice. It's a good settlement. Except when you see the fact that the way you can use that money, or Carroll County can use that money, is really restricted. They tell you essentially what it can be used for, how much, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't like that. We have been proactive with this. Matter of fact, we put $300,000 a year into a Not in Carroll initiative, which is basically just to fight drug use in Carroll County. We've been doing that now for 7 years. If you look at just that $300,000 that we put into that, that's $2.1 million over those 7 years. And we're going to continue putting money into that because it is the right thing to do. And I do believe it is helping out. As a result of this, there's more sheriff's deputies. There's an extra person in the state's attorney's office because of this type of the drug activity in here. But we're told how exactly we can spend the money. So if we're proactive and upfront about it and try to help the citizens of Carroll County, almost like we're penalized. We hadn't done anything up to now. We wouldn't have to worry about all the millions of dollars, and we have spent millions of dollars in this so far. We wouldn't have to worry about that money because we didn't spend anything, and we'll get the money from the drug company, and they'll say you can use here and here. I don't like it. I do believe it's the best we're going to get, though. They're having to apply for the additional $6.1 million in 5 years. Why would any jurisdiction, county, city, municipality, state, have to reapply? There's no doubt that because of the OxyContin and the opioid epidemic, every single corner of this country has been affected by it. But you're going to have to reapply and show that you need the money? That, to me, is absurd, to borrow Commissioner Wance's word. It's ridiculous. I can't believe we have to do that. But we do. That's just the way it is. I don't think the settlement is large enough. I don't. Look how many families, look how many individuals, look how many people have either, you know, lost their cars, lost their houses, ended up in divorce, lost their lives because of this opioid epidemic. Now, I believe that the family, I could be mispronouncing the name, the Sackler family, is the one that owns Purdue Pharma. And it's a privately, my understanding, privately owned company. Their family's involved in the settlement and they're going with it and so forth. That's great. And there might be some pending litigation against them individually, whether that's come up or not. I couldn't find that out. I was looking through the internet to find out. They said there's a chance that some of them could be sued individually and brought up on criminal charges. Has that happened or not? I couldn't find it. It's actually happened anywhere. It may still happen. I don't know. But the fact is, have any of them lost their family member? Have any of them lost their cars or their houses or everything that they've owned because of this, or because of this settlement? I don't think they have. And again, I can only go by what I could find on the internet. I just don't think it's fair. I think that the settlement could have been bigger. I think it could have been better. I just think it was not enough, and it shouldn't be restrictive in how we can use that money. It cost Carroll County millions and millions and millions of dollars to help fight this. It has, in all different ways. And I'll be very frank about this. When we first talked about suing the pharmaceutical companies for the opioid epidemic, I was against it. I really was against it at first, because my feeling is this. There are gatekeepers in charge of who gets those drugs. There are doctors, and there's the FDA. Those gatekeepers are probably the ones we should look at. But when you look at it and you go back and you research, and I've done a little research, and I've looked at some other things, some documentaries and so forth that were done on this, the doctors were wholly misled. The pharmaceutical companies out there said that because of a time-release coating that the drugs had on them, that really a very rare, rare chance anyone ever getting addicted on these drugs. Did they do a study on it? Not from my understanding. No study was done. They just said it. There was, again, my understanding, there was a letter written in the New England Journal of Medicine about opioid addiction. But that's not a study. That's not what the FDA and all should be looking at. I don't know, got lost in the weeds or whatever, but that's exactly what happened. And so it was put out there. Doctors were greatly, greatly misled. So I don't think from looking at, I don't think we can blame the doctors. The FDA, on the other hand, maybe they're more compliant than I don't want to get myself sued, but I think they might be more compliant than what you think. They actually came up with a separate label for this drug than other opioids, saying it wasn't as addictive. And I don't know what the exact wording in the label was, but basically saying it wasn't as addictive or isn't as addictive as other forms of opioids. How they come up with that, I'd like to know the reasoning behind that. I really would. But at any rate, we're going to get $3 million up front soon when this is all settled. Well, I'm saying soon. It might not be that soon. And hopefully within 5 years, the county will apply for the other $6.1 million. Why we have to reapply is beyond my comprehension. But that's the way it's going down right now. So on one hand, it's really good. We're getting some money back for all the money that we've put out. But how restrictive it has to be and where we can exactly funnel this money to and help out, it's just, I just don't like it. I really don't. But it's the way it is. On to a different subject. Exploration Commons down in the library in Westminster, in the basement library in Westminster, is up and running. If you haven't been down there yet, please go down and see that. It is a tremendous facility. It really is. They took what was essentially an unused basement. Now it's a 14,000 square foot unused basement, but it was an unused basement. And it looks like any unfinished basement in any house around. Because I was down there before they started any building, all your cinder block walls, a few lights hanging here and there. You could see this, you know, just that concrete floor, that just like your basement in your house before it was finished. And they took that and they turned it into a maker space with all kinds of great innovation kind of things that you can use. There's a vinyl cutter there. There's 3D printers there. There's a chef's kitchen. There's meeting rooms. It's just a lot going on down there. And they have people down here that can show you how to use this stuff. Because believe me, I'd like to try to use a 3D printer to do something. Got a couple of things in mind. I have no idea how to use it, but there's people down there that can help me and talk me through it and all. So if you haven't been down there yet, and if you're just curious, go down and see Exploration Commons at 50 East. It is well worth going down there. It's fantastic. It really is. I'm amazed how they turned an unused basement into Exploration Commons. I mean, just walk down there, see what's going on, ask some questions, see what you can do down there. See all the equipment that's down here. It is amazing. It really, really is. And again, I'm almost out of time, but I talked about two things I thought were pretty important to the county. And I hope, you know, you'll get a chance to go down there. And I guess until next time, this is Commissioner Dennis Frazier signing off. And everyone have a great week. Hopefully the weather starts warming up a little bit. I don't know about you, but I am tired of the freezing weather every single day. We had the rain to turn my backyard into a lake, and now it's an ice skating rink and not an ice skater. So anyway, until next time, it's Commissioner Frazier signing off.